B-Pod Studios.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On an 0-1 pitch, Hernandez. Lifts one to left center field. It is pulled in by Meadows. Here comes Santana. The Red Sox on to the championship series.
Ground ball right side, waiting on Altuve. He has it from the outfield grass, throws to first, and that is the ball game, and that is the division series. For the fifth straight year, the Houston Astros will play in the American League Championship Series as they defeat the Chicago White Sox 10-1 and win the series 3-1.
985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We're on Twitch at twitch.tv. Get the Twitch app. Follow us. 617-779-0985. While we all wait for William Shatner to head into space, I could not be more interested.
Listen, give Jeff Bezos a little bit of credit. Somehow he found a way for CBS and a bunch of other networks to sit down there and once again film that stupid thing barely touching the sky and coming back down.
Just how much, like, you know, when Shatner got Star Trek, I believe might not have been the original Captain. He was not the original Captain Kirk.
How old is William Shatner? Just because you're not going to get it right.
82.
Higher.
Oh. 86.
Higher.
90.
He's 90?
William Shatner is 90 years old.
Oh, my God.
So your Shatner, it's like 60, whenever Star Trek came out, like 66, 67 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you go, all right, this is a show for dorks. Like, I don't want to do this. This is a stupid show. Like, it's the production's terrible. And here you are, 50 years later, and they're popping you up in a spaceship just because you just, nerds love you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how much money do you think he's made more money from doing Star Trek, the TV show and the movies, or everything outside of the actual? Yeah, me too.
No, there's no question about it.
Of course.
Everything outside.
How many movies was he in as Kirk? At least three.
I can probably say.
What? At least three? He was in at least. No, he went all the way through seven.
Did he?
I thought they took seven.
I thought they took a couple out. He was out of a couple.
I saw the one that they did not so long ago, but I've never seen a Captain Kirk Star Trek movie.
You've never saw The Wrath of Khan?
Oh, that's a brilliant piece of filmmaking right there.
Okay, listen, there are some Star Trek movies.
I know what happens. It's great.
Tour de force from Ricardo Montalban, my friend.
isn't that the one where Leonard Nimoy dies?
No,
and they do
yes.
The funeral?
I thought that was the third one. No, they search for him
in the third one. Ah, he dies in the second one. Right.
I shall always be.
That's right. I always just looked at Nimoy as the host of In Search of. I could never believe him as anything else.
I mean, there are bad Star Trek movies. They're called all of the odd ones, but the even ones are legitimately good.
Nah, I don't care for any of that nonsense.
The only one you got to see is two. It's because two is like that's like a pop culture thing. Like, I mean, Ricardo Montalban with all of his like hippie like his sidekicks.
Oh yeah,
he's basically like sexy.
A lot of character actors you'll recognize too as his sidekicks.
Well, yeah, I know when Leonard Nimoy dies, Spock dies. That to some people was like a truly momentous, grieving process for people to handle the fake death of the character.
A great movie moment. I was a kid, and Shatner, everyone laughs about his acting. He's like, he was great in that scene. And of course, Khan! You know, the big yell. Yeah. It's like one of the all-time great sci-fi moments.
I forgot about the fourth one. That's the one with the whales, right?
Yeah, it's the one with the whales.
The fourth one with the one with the whales.
They come to our time. They go to the past. The whales one was all right. The whales thing was kind of stupid, but the rest of it was all right.
They have to go back into the past to get whales to bring to the future to dispel this probe that is spitting whale nonsense.
They save the
destroying
whales.
The planet.
Right. That was a great one.
that was the premise of the movie.
At least that message resonated with people, and here we've been saving the planet ever since.
I forgot about that.
That environmental, I take it was an environmental message.
Yes, that's correct.
Has been followed to a T.
Of course, yes. The environment officially saved.
Yes, everyone's on board with that. No, but I'm just fascinated just because like some dork's like, hey, I really like Star Trek. I want to go into space. He's like, you paying me?
Like, sure.
Like, and you know he's going to sell everything that he was wearing when he was up there? Yeah. Like, the whole thing.
Well, I mean, Fred, every time you start to forget that the Jeff Bezos rocket ship looks like a penis, you see a picture and you go, oh, yeah, the Jeff Bezos rocket ship looks exactly like a penis.
Which was maybe not a conscious decision, but if you believe in Freud at all, it was completely Freudian. It was the billionaire's version of the red Corvette. It was him going up there. Yeah, and so this is Bezos' rocket that he's going up
in? Yeah, so this is like, is this the second one? Because I know the Blue Origin, that's what it's called.
All right, so this goes in the air, and then you pop off, like, high in the sky, and then you come down with the parachute.
And he comes down there, and they barely touch the sky. And I love how the Aeronautics Association, or whatever that, you know, ruling group is, changed the definition of what an astronaut is to being somebody who's in control of your flight.
Sure.
And also who hits a certain level of space and made it so none of these jackasses who basically go up and high-five like a cloud, you know, end up being called astronauts.
None of them were in charge of the flight.
No. If you're Neil Armstrong or something and you're watching that and they're like, when they came down and were giving them these astronaut pins, you're like, you jackasses. Or somebody spent like 6 months
on a table for 40 minutes.
If you go into space, the parachute is of no use to you. You're in orbit. You need propulsion to get you out of space. You're skydiving.
Yeah, all these people sit in a big room at a table, you get blasted into space, and some guy hitting buttons and throwing switches gets you back.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Yeah, if you're
on the ground.
Yeah, and what I know, listen, I'm no astronaut, but I'm to think there's no gravity up in space, so that then if you pulled the parachute, it would have been no use to you. It would just fall to the side.
They just said it's the giant slingshot at the fair. You know, you sit in a little orbit and go boom.
Yep, and they do the countdown, and then you puke, and then you come back.
I would rather be in the Bezos rocket than the thing that launches you.
Sure.
I
saw someone almost die out of that thing. Remember? I told you about that?
Yeah.
Big fat guy, like, slid, and he was hanging from his neck, and they couldn't stop you can't stop it, because it's all momentum, and so the dude just kept bouncing, and each time it hit the bottom, he went, and his legs are kicking.
Oh, okay, here's the thing in the Bezos rocket. A, it's 9 minutes. You can take, even if you flip out, for 9 minutes, you can take it. And then if you die, it's because the thing explodes. So I don't know any better. So the thing explodes. If you're on one of those things that's like the slingshot, first of all, there's carnies operating it, and they're screwing with you.
Bolts flopping off everywhere.
And then there's no control. You're flopping all around with these things, and if you die, it's because they choke you out. Or like,
die like, you know, like a bad guy. It's like Hans Gruber. You just fall to your death slowly while looking up at the sky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like, what if this goes up and it blows up and Shatner dies?
Well, then I'm buying Amazon stock when it's low.
Is there any kind of kickback on Bezos? Is there any backlash on Bezos? Like, Bezos made sure his was super safe, but the ones for other people, he kind of half-assed it.
Sure.
It's one screw. What's he going to do?
Someone said Bezos getting an astronaut pin is the same as my 4-year-old getting wings when he visited the cockpit of an airplane.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, well, he did as much flying that plane as Bezos did.
That's a great point.
But they wore cowboy hats, so it was pretty cool.
I mean, Fred, they have because of William Shatner, it's brilliant, we're able to get, like, CBS is broadcasting from there. They take off at, like, 10 o'clock, and they're going to watch them once again go up and go down, and then Shatner's going to come out and give a bunch of, like, Star Trek puns, and everyone's going to giggle, and there you go. You're going to have your news footage, your feel-good story later on. But, I mean, he's brilliant. Who would have thought that William effing Shatner would have got these people to do it? I just can't believe he's 90.
Well, they televise. Well, okay, what if he dies because he's 90? Like, what if it's, like, scary and dies because he's 90?
Then I think the Amazon machine will put it out there. Shatner died because he was 90.
Hey, by the way,
nothing having to do with it.
Should you be putting 90-year-olds into this kind of situation?
No.
Like, your heartbeat gets high enough when you're 90.
The G's that you pull could easily damage your heart.
Well, who knows? They're not even going that high. They probably won't even go as high as last time. But what if he dies?
Or what if Shatter like knows he's going to die and this is the way he kind of wants to go?
Go out in a blaze
of glory. Or he sabotages it.
Like, yeah, right.
Like, jumps out.
Or maybe it's just a 90-year-old ride where they it's like one of those stomp rockets where you go straight up and then you float back down.
If say you had a 90-year-old grandfather And he's like, and you and the kids and everyone goes to like Cedar Point. And he goes, I'm going to go on the demon drop. Wouldn't you suggest he does not go on the demon drop? He's 90.
I'm not telling my 90-year-old grandpa anything.
Listen, I'm not saying. Hang on
dude,
a second.
Whatever, you've earned
it. Hey, same with the fluff. I let her outside. I don't care. She's 21. She deserves it. No, I'm not saying that I would have any say in the matter. But if you were to give me my druthers, if my when my grandfather was alive and he was 90.
Is it wise?
No. I'm like, maybe you don't do that. But I mean, if he tells me to F off, he tells me to F off. There's nothing I can do about it. He's got.
You've earned your death on a roller coaster.
Yeah, if that's the way you want to go.
Sure.
But I mean, I don't think many doctors would go, it's a really good idea to put him into space.
Somebody said Bezos. Probably. He died doing what he loved. That's what the way it's going to be spun.
Yeah, because that's what he loved. Because he was on Star Trek.
Imagine being
he just loved space. That's why he took the role, is he was so obsessed with space. It wasn't, he was walking around Hollywood taking whatever anyone would give him.
Imagine being the other three in the capsule. If they get up there and Shatner dies,
well, and
you're
just
sitting there like, hey!
You're stuck with him for another 10 minutes. You're
and
like,
no, well, hey, and when you die, you defecate. So there's that going on, too. I mean you got Shatner.
Sit there at that table and look at the guy slumped over.
You got Shatner with a load in his pants.
Oh man!
And you're supposed to enjoy like coming down,
living up to his last name.
he died doing what he loved.
Crapped himself.
Great. He died doing what for generations Shatners have been doing. I gotta tell you.
I gotta watch this.
I am not convinced that he does not die in this thing. And listen, that's on him. If he wants to do this.
Right, this does kind of feel like a Evel Knievel stunt, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because you tune in because what
oh,
if?
Oh, you're tuning in to see if the what thing if? Blows up. I mean, honestly, I mean, you watch the Bezos thing to see if it blows up.
Right, because
I mean, that's why you're watching.
Because this isn't something that's being done for like the greater good of humanity.
No,
like
no,
this
no.
isn't space exploration.
No, no, no.
This is all because, hey, I have a private business and I'm going to charge people to do this. You're basically putting somebody out there to, right, exactly, test out like a brand new super duper roller coaster at Disney. That's what this is.
Right.
There's no difference. So it's not like we're like, oh, these were heroes.
Well, yeah, when you look at the space shuttle and the things that we use in everyday life that were created to be used in the space shuttle, like tools and there's all kinds of stuff. There's a list of a billion things we take for granted that they first used in those space shuttles. So, I'm not saying space exploration isn't something that we should do. They're not going to space. And it's a stunt to put Shatner on there. And Rich has just informed me he was 90. I did not know he was that old.
That's crazy.
And so the thing is that if you're flopping a 90-year-old around in a rocket, I mean, he could die. I mean, he really could. He could die today. William Shatner could die today.
Well, that's not a very pleasant thought.
Well, it's his decision.
I mean, it is. I wonder how much they paid him. Because they must have paid him a ton.
Or you think, yeah, I would guess that he asked for money.
Yeah, because
like,
I mean,
it wasn't like he just wanted to do it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, this has got to be something that he ended up getting paid a lot for.
I agree. Because a lot of people would just say, I want the experience of doing it. But I think Shatner wants some money.
Yeah. Pay me. Although I heard he made like a buttload from Priceline. I think at some point
sure
he made
he's
like a
got,
lot.
I'm sure he's got a lot of money. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and he probably said, throw me a few shekels, and, you know, we'll make this happen. No, I don't think by any means he's struggling. If he's struggling, just go to Comic-Con. It'll be esoteric. We'll pay you $5 billion for your autograph. I mean, seriously. I mean, every brilliant guy who's come up with, you know, anything computer-related is obsessed with you. They got all the money in the world. I mean, go read poetry at their house for $1 million. I mean, that guy's not struggling for money. No, 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 no.
So there you go. 10 o'clock. Just turn on every television and see basically what you saw before.
But you throw a 90-year-old in there and...
Now it's a party.
Now it's a situation is what I would say. Now it's a situation.
Just hope everyone is alive when they land. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know if it was a 90-year-old that I loved, I would be like, please don't do this. But, you know. I mean, what condition is he going to be when he walks out of that thing? I mean, like, what condition is he going to be in? I mean, he just went up, like you said, real fast and then came down real far.
Yeah.
Like, is he just going to be able to, like, dance out of that thing?
I don't know. Maybe they give him, like, one of those energy needles before he gets out.
Adrenaline? Yeah. They shoot his heart with adrenaline?
Right, like, they've got, like, right. It's like they're ready to go. Like, they know, because Bezos has thought this whole thing out. He's like, all right, we know that he's going to come out here and he's going to
so
be.
That's the, that's you know, the job of one of the guys who sits at the table with him. They bring sure. adrenaline. They bring a big adrenaline needle.
Right. They're just going to shock a Shatner. They're going to put a little, you know, marker thing on his chest. And then he's going to get on out there and, you know, start tap dancing.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Well, now I want to see it.
10 o'clock, you said?
I want to see if he dies.
All right.
I hope he doesn't. Don't get it twisted. I hope he doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing against Mr. Shatner. But it's certainly a possibility. I mean, they've only done this thing once. And they haven't done it with a 90-year-old. It's not like it's, you know, a puddle jumper for to you know, Burlington. This is a real deal rocket ship. All right, when we come back, Rich has got something baseball related.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, you have something for us.
Well, I mean, this is, once again, our listeners who are amazing. I mean, just last night we found out that the Houston Astros are going to be the team that are going to be facing the Boston Red Sox here in the ALCS. Series starts on Friday, so you got two games now, according to the schedule, in Houston, Friday and Saturday. Skip a day, come back here Monday and Tuesday for games 3 and 4. If you need game 5, it'll be here as well the day after. And then I believe it's Friday and Saturday back in Houston if there's a game 6 and a game 7. So this is obviously one of those series that, I mean, how fun is this? You've got the Houston Astros, who are obviously a great team. There's a lot of stars on that team as well. But you also have the team that, you know, Alex Cora was connected to for bad reasons. That's another story that's being brought up. Dusty Baker, a very salty gentleman when that is brought up. I know that back in the White Sox series, you had, I forget what relief pitcher it was. But
Brian Tapera.
Yeah, he came out and was accusing them of cheating. And he goes, if you notice, you know, the ball's hit different at their park than it is at ours. But you can pretty much throw that theory away because last night
they scored 10 runs off that staff. Yeah.
I think Astros essentially lit them up. But I mean, needless to say, Fred, last night in my inbox, I get this. Someone has already gotten a song to us about the Houston Astros.
Oh.
Ready to go. How about that? Let's take a listen.
Astros.
Okay. Well, I think we get the point there.
It's a very, very nice applause from you.
Yeah. It'd be clear at this point. It'd be inevitable. You want to be me.
Yeah.
You are, I am Jack G.
The follow-up single we were waiting for.
That sounded like the new Jack G single that was coming our way.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
Not a lot to it.
No.
Just the Astros cheat. They just wanted you to remember.
I kept waiting for it to go to the Nick Jamelli thing.
No. There was no crapping the fans. It was just all that the Astros had cheated. Maybe they're respectful. Maybe they just know that Nick isn't here and he's about to get married. So they wanted to lay off him for a couple of days.
Yeah, what's the deal with Nick? So I know he's on his honeymoon next week to the beautiful Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
By the way, have you seen his wedding registry?
I just got the link. I have not seen it.
The man is... Danny's with me. Usually wedding registry...
To the moon, Nick. To the moon.
To the moon is right.
Oh, really?
Like he's in that Bezos rocket. To the moon.
Yes. Nick's wedding registry is very... he likes the finer things.
A lot of big asks.
A lot of big ass.
Oh, really? See,
wow.
I didn't see that. Like, I saw.
No.
John and I clicked on it yesterday.
Yeah, I clicked on it, and it was like, I'm not making it up. This is not me being radio.
Ooh, I threw big ass on mine. I was like, dude, if someone wants to buy it for me, great.
Yeah, but did you have other options?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Nick doesn't got a lot of options.
Your average thing you threw on there was about like $50. Like that was like something that you knew most people would get you. But then I threw in. I remember I threw in a PlayStation one time, my writing registry.
$235, $249, $249, $349. Then there's some less. $179, $79.99. All the cheap stuff's gone. Yeah, there's a lot.
See, I think that there's family members who want to buy you the $200 stuff, and that's why you put that on there.
Yeah, because if you're looking for the cheap stuff, it's all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think he's a little salty at me because I'm not going to the wedding. I made too many disparaging remarks about where I was.
We will miss you this weekend.
Yes.
No, he's not going to. I think he doesn't like that I'm not going, but he's not going to even know I'm not there. He's not going to care.
He's going to know. He's going to cry.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big deal, Fred.
He's not going to. Mm-hmm. He's the last thing he's going to do is care. But I do like that you were prepared to drive for 5 hours, you're saying.
3 hours.
It's 3 hours. I thought you said 5 hours.
Well, it's 5 hours because I'm leaving at an awful time on Friday. Like, I am leaving right in the middle of traffic because it's the only time that we can, because of my kid's school and his, like, after school practice and stuff like that.
So that's 5 hours. Yeah. How long does it take to drive to Philadelphia?
5 hours.
Although with traffic, even more.
Five hours from here. I can tell you it's 5 hours, from a little less, from here to the Jersey Shore.
It's a three-hour drive without traffic. So coming home, it should be 3 hours. But leaving on Friday.
Yeah. What day are you coming home, Rich? Sorry.
Sunday.
Yeah, good luck. A lot of people in Maine lately. I've noticed.
And the traffic
going the other way has been brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's funny.
That's something to wake up to.
A couple years ago, I was like, I told my wife, like, oh, let's just go to Maine for the weekend. Or let's, go to Portland, I think it was. Let's just hang out in Portland for a weekend, blah, blah, blah. And apparently everybody in the world goes leaf peeping in October. And it's like you can't get into restaurants. Everything's packed.
It took me 2.5 hours one time to get to Portsmouth. 2.5 hours to get to Portsmouth. And that's happened more than once. It happened one time when I was with Crash. And then it happened one time when I was with my family. But Rich is taking his kids. So yep. I got to applaud your children for being able to sit in that desolate area for that length of time.
Oh, well, we're taking them to a place on Saturday, and I haven't told them about this yet. There is this really creepy woods that are about like 30 minutes away from where we're going that some artist maniac guy has carved these gigantic trolls in the wood, so they're like massive, and I'm not going to tell them that they're there. So they're basically turn a corner, and there's this massive ass wood troll that's going to be standing there. That's not going to be fun for them. I think that's probably going
to
freak.
I got to hand it to you that you're driving a half an hour so they can see wood trolls.
What else are you going to do on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that the idea that you are taking your kids and that your kids will be able to handle that?
Oh yeah,
it speaks. I'm not being sarcastic. It speaks well of your family. If I took my kids up there for 2 days, First, oh my God. But I gotta go to Detroit for something. But the idea that my kids could have sat up there for 2 days was insanity. You are not taking your kids.
No, I am not.
You're dropping them off at your father's house.
No, actually, they have a travel soccer game they want to play in. So one of Lee's friends is going to stay with the children for the night.
Ooh.
Back at the house.
That means, John, don't come a knocking.
This will be the first time my wife and I have been without the kids in, I don't know how long. It's going to be a lot.
Are you going to bring a silk robe? Are you going to bring a pipe and a silk robe? And
you're going to know what room walks in because there's going to be a Boston Red Sox on the handle. Don't you come in here. That's the code.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And the Red Sox play Friday, Saturday, so you will be there. So during Nick's wedding, I wonder if he'll have televisions on so you can watch the Red Sox game.
Game two, yeah. Good point.
Because it will be round two for you and your wife. Because I have to imagine, Rich, there will be an afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
I got to find out how early check-in is on Saturday. We're only staying the one night. I know that Rich and Mike Lockhart are spending the 2 evenings.
Well, the thing is that if you're going to go, my opinion would be like you would have to spend 2 nights because of the sheer distance. Just to justify the distance.
Yeah. Nope, just
but,
one night.
But if I could go back in time, I would not make fun of his destination wedding, which he said was not a destination because I thought the whole time I was going to go. You notice I stopped talking about the wedding.
And now you're not going.
I stopped talking about the wedding the minute I realized that I couldn't go. So, if I could go back in time.
Yeah.
Is that because there was there a you're trying to find a way to get out of it? Is that
no? No. Well, my wife didn't want to go. But we would.
She didn't want to go to a wedding?
No. But that's not why we're not going. Of course, my wife didn't want to go to the wedding. She doesn't know Nick. She don't want to drive 3.5 hours up to nowhere, Maine.
Women love weddings.
Right on the water, Fred.
I don't know about that.
Great scene. Very scenic.
The place is awesome. I mean,
I don't doubt it's great. But, I mean, no, I don't think my wife wanted to go to Nick Jamelli's wedding 3.5 hours away. I don't think it was, like, on her bucket list. No, she didn't want to go. But she doesn't want me to go to Detroit either, so it's a whole situation.
Oh, so it's a wash. You're
yeah.
Good.
So she doesn't want really anything happening. So, and she's like, don't take pictures in Detroit because Nick's going to get all pissed off. All right.
I can't wait to see Mark, how he's doing.
Oh, that's sure that's the thing. Good.
This is his coming out party.
Will he have the Kangol hat on? Will he have the...
Will he have the Kayla's finest Kangol hat?
All right.
Yeah, I mean, a bedazzled Kangol hat.
Yeah.
But the optics are not good that I made fun of this wedding for so long and now I'm not going.
Yeah.
I deserve, and I feel terrible. Now, I did give Nick, I did half that dinner, and I did give him cash, and now I got to get him something off the registry. So financially, he has been secured. Yes, Dan.
I know you're talking about Mark Jamelli and his Kangol. The question I want to know is Nick going to get married in a baseball hat? Because how many times, in all honesty, have you seen him, especially at work, without a hat on?
Without a hat on at work, never.
We're hat guys. Yeah, so me and Mark, or me and Nick, we're hat guys.
But Rich, I've seen you without a hat on.
Sure, I take it off, though.
Every single day, I don't think I've ever seen Nick for an extended amount of time without a hat.
I saw it once where he had an itch on top of his head.
And Frank, said it was disconcerting.
Yeah.
Because at the dinner we had, he didn't, at least for a portion of it, have a hat on.
That's right.
And then he was talking about getting a hair transplant, and I'm like, oh, no, Nick, you're too far gone.
That
train left the station a long time ago.
The hat'll be off, because the wedding photos, the hat's
off. No, he's got to take the hat off.
So, yeah, I mean,
unless he gets a Kangol, because those are allowed.
You should get the old K-Fed fedora up there, like super smooth.
Oh, I love it when dudes wear fedoras. You automatically know they're cool.
With a flap in the back.
You should get him a top
hat. Yeah, and dice in his pocket. So if you're the audience and you go, Fred, you're an a-hole dick, I agree. I can't defend myself. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, you got to buy one of those $200 presents to make up for it, Fred.
Oh, I will. So just chalk the bill up to $2,000. Maybe I don't feel so bad about going to this wedding. Not going to this wedding, but no, Stephanie didn't want to go to the wedding. But I mean, she wouldn't like. She didn't really put her foot down. Like, I'm not going to the wedding, or find some way out of the wedding. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think that many people going, driving 3.5 hours to a wedding. Oh, Stephanie's telling me to stop it. I think many people that are going, you know, 3.5 hours to a wedding for someone they don't know that well is like, you know, like thrilled about it.
You guys know Nick. You've worked with him for how many years?
I know Nick.
15 years?
Okay. Mike, is your wife like super jazzed to be going to this wedding?
She's happy to be away from the kids and spending the weekend
with me. My wife's jazzed to hang out with your wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Like she keeps talking about wanting to hang out with your wife.
All right. Yeah.
And yours too, John.
Oh, thanks, Rich. Kind of talking. I just thought I'd throw that in there
because
I'm sure Leah,
I realized I stepped in it as I was talking
that
here.
That was really good.
Your wife too, John.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah,
that was sincere.
Right now.
That was so sincere.
That was really good.
I knew the moment it came out of my mouth. I was like, I better throw John's wife in.
That was so sincere.
Thanks, Rich. That was awesome.
She does like your wife, but there's something about, like, I think that like Mike's wife and my wife like talk constantly like on like social media. I think that they constantly do that.
Uh-huh.
So they've got a little bit of a connection, I believe.
Okay. Well, there you go. It just looks like John.
My wife tells you hello.
I just think it looks like John and his wife are rolling solo.
I guess. We're not staying in the same hotel.
You guys are going to be busy.
Are we lucky enough to be at the same table as you two great people? I don't know. We'll find out.
You are.
Wow. All right.
So you're going to be the awkward couple in between us.
I know. You and Mike have to sit next to each other. That's how it goes, I guess.
All right, so
we got Liv Schatz and the Bankroll Boys at the table next to us.
I guess that's where.
Why do I have a feeling that's where the party is?
Yeah, well,
they could only put Liv Schatz and Joe at that table because the amount of food they were eating. I'll have the steak.
It's so funny you said that because Jamelli told me their table is actually there were two fewer people at their table than there are at our table.
Of course,
for a reason.
Of course,
that was like.
They tell their wives, you'll be having the steak as well.
They said,
but you won't be eating it.
Would you like the chicken fish or steak? Yes.
They're going to have the tomahawk ride shotgun, you know.
Yeah, maybe. What if Joe brings his own Dom sausages and he just goes, can you grill these up for me?
Making it rain sausage. Right out on the table.
All right. Well, both of our wives, John, have texted us. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah, you guys are okay.
Yeah, you guys. That's cool. My wife kind of likes your wife, too. Okay, awesome.
She loves Lee. She does. She does.
That's right.
But there's something weird going on between like Mike's wife and my wife. Like, they're like
she really
like if they live next to each
her.
Other, they probably
yeah, some of my best friends are Wallachs. Yeah, I understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it.
She resents the way that your wife pulled you from the Jewish religion.
That's right. That's the way that we write big checks to Mary's cause every year. That's right.
You do. You absolutely do.
All right.
So is it John and his wife are going to be getting busy in the stall the whole night? Who are you kidding? Come on.
All right.
Romance is in the air.
Absolutely.
Too late now.
All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They've got the insiders.
Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Apparently, Judy is Nick's future mother-in-law.
Oh.
So she's got that going for her.
Britt's mother.
Yeah, Britt's mother.
Nice.
Britt, that's right. Britt's mother.
Everyone call. I didn't know if it was Brittany or I know Britt is the
I've
way she's referred.
I've never heard Nick call her anything but Britt.
That's it. What? I've only heard him call her Britt.
I'm just glad he said her name.
Oh, Fred.
I'm kidding.
I've literally only heard him refer to her as Britt. Well,
okay. Judy, hello, Judy.
Hey, Fred. How are you?
I'm good. I apologize. I know you probably don't care, but I do apologize. I do feel really bad about. Not attending this wedding. I do feel bad about it. So,
well, I was looking forward to meeting you, so Another time, maybe.
Yes, I truly do. Honestly, and you can ask these guys. I truly do feel bad about it. The situation with someone I'm very close to happened in Detroit. Not a bad situation, a good situation, and
a better situation.
Well, yeah. Well, no, not really. But a different situation nonetheless. A kid I'm very close to is being honored, and I've been told to go. So
we'll miss you.
Yeah, I feel bad. I really do. I'm sorry. And it seems like it's going to be an absolutely lovely affair. And have you met the Gemelli family? Have you met Mark Gemelli?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, when Nick was in the hospital, that's when I met Mr. Gemelli. Yeah, when I met Mark.
Yeah, so you realize that your daughter has complete dominance over this relationship for for eternity because she did save his life.
This is it. I think Mark calls her the angel.
Yeah, So I would imagine Mark is paying for everything. I would think at this point. That Mark is like, well, I mean, there would be no wedding if it wasn't for your daughter. Not just because they're getting married, but because Nick would be dead.
Oh my God!
Well, it's true. I mean, it's true. Your daughter saved his life.
That's it. She did. She did. Yep. Yeah. She's a wonderful girl, of course.
She's lovely. She's it's actually shocking she would marry such a boy, but nonetheless.
How's everyone doing? Like, because I know every morning I would come in and I would say to Nick, I would say, "Hey Nick, can we check the weather, man? Oh man, I don't know." And he would flip out. So he's a little edgy right now. How's your daughter doing?
She's doing great. We're all doing great. Today's our day of beauty. We're going off for nails and hair and all that stuff. But Rich, the funny thing is, I've been trying to get somebody to go to that botanical garden with me, and nobody wants to go.
Oh, to see the big trolls. Yeah, that's the. Yeah. I'm not going to tell my kids that they're even there, and I have a feeling it might freak them out.
Oh, I don't know. Everybody talked about it. Everybody, when I said it was in Booth Bay, the wedding, they said, "Oh, you have to go to the botanical garden." I've tried to get everybody to go with me. Nobody wants to go. And so when I heard you talking about it, I said, oh, my God, he's going to get to see all the trolls and all that stuff. So.
Well, if you got nothing to do a couple hours before the wedding, then you can come with us.
If you're ever looking for an activity that no other family wants to do, Rich is your man.
Well, I have to tell you, I listen to you guys nonstop all day long. I'm a real sports station junkie, I guess. So, but I enjoy 911. The calls from Marblehead are hysterical. All of them are.
Can't believe they're real. Like, that's the every time we play them, I can't believe that people actually call 911 for those things.
Well, Judy, thank you so much for calling in, and all the best, and what a delightful weekend it will be, and congratulations, and thank you for taking care of our young Nicholas.
Well, he's a genuine, and when somebody asks me, what do you think of Nick, I just say, Nick is genuine. I think that's the bottom line.
And so, that's fair.
We're going to have fun. No matter what the weather, we're having a great time.
It'll be great.
Absolutely. You will have a wonderful time. Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Okay. Congratulations on your friend there that's getting the award.
It's his kid, but all right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Judy.
Thanks for taking care of Nick, too, all the time.
Well, believe me, he needs it. All right.
We're passing him off to your daughter.
Believe
me. No problem now.
But, hey, my advice, tell her to handle the finances. If there's ever a decision that needs to be made that is over, let's say... $100. Let's have your daughter be in charge of that.
All right.
Thank you, Judy.
Congrats. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day. There you go, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
It's going to be, I think that the rain's supposed to stay away. It's looking like not until like 10 o'clock.
Be You've been totally messing with Nick.
I have.
You really have been messing with him.
And the only reason
him.
I did was because he was like, just without even saying anything, volunteering that, man, I'm just so worried it's going to rain, man. I'm just
He came up to me, I think it was Monday, and I had to see him all weekend. You know, usually, hey, what'd you do? He came up to me with, apropos of nothing, and said 50% chance of rain.
He is getting married at a hotel that does this for, and especially during all the COVID and stuff, that they can handle it.
I've been to two weddings that were rained out, and they had to move them indoors, and they were great. They were fine.
Yeah.
This is a place that does this all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It is a legitimate hotel, so I mean they'll be able to handle it. Maybe you could gift him a troll. There's none of those are on the list.
No, you can't bring those home. They're huge. They're enormous. They're the size of houses.
But it's probably federal property, so you're probably looking at a pretty good fine there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be back. Billy Jaffe is going to be in studio. How exciting. We will have him in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.